When Moses was a young man, his rage about injustice got him in big trouble. And so he actually had to run away from home and go find a completely different place to live where nobody knew him. But even in his new home, he found himself getting really upset and frustrated whenever he saw someone getting picked on. One day, he was sitting by a well, and he watched several young women bring their sheep and goats to drink water from the well. And then he saw some other shepherds, which were a bunch of kind of scary-looking men, come and tell those girls that they couldn't use the well. They chased them away with their flocks. And Moses thought to himself, well, that isn't right. And so he stood up and came forward and said to those guys, everybody should have an opportunity to share the water. And because he was big and strong, these other shepherds decided, well, maybe they'd back off and they would let the young women and their sheep and goats get a drink after all. Well, when those shepherd girls went home and told their father, they were all sisters, and they went home and told their father that they had been defended by a solitary Egyptian that they had never seen before. And the father said, well, where is he? Why didn't you invite him home for dinner? Go get him. He sounds like somebody we need to know, and certainly we want to say thank you. So they went and found Moses. They brought him home for dinner. And as it turned out, Moses ended up marrying one of those young women and, became a member of the family, and he was put in charge of the sheep and the goats. And sometimes he would have to walk super long distances to find good grazing land for the flocks. One day he was way, way out in the mountains when he saw what looked like a bush that was on fire, but it wasn't really burning up. And he thought, well, I need to get a little closer and check that out. As he came closer, he heard a voice calling his name. Moses, Moses. Here I am, said Moses. Take off your shoes, said the voice, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors. And when Moses realized that God was speaking to him, he hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And God started to explain about how the people back home, the home that Moses had left behind, were really suffering because they had been enslaved by Pharaoh. And God said, I have a plan to get those people out of that suffering situation and into freedom. And my plan is you are going to go and lead them to freedom. Well, Moses had a lot of questions. Ivy, would you like to take a turn? Could we give Ivy a turn with Moses? Thank you, Vera. Great. Yeah, Moses had questions. He said, well, what if people don't believe me? What if people won't follow me? I mean, after all, I'm not good with words. I can never think what to say. I sort of fumble and stumble around. I don't think this is a good idea. But God said, I'm not really taking any arguments. This is the plan, and I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to give you the signs. I'm going to give you the words. I'm even going to let your brother Aaron be the spokesperson. But I'm going to be with you always, and believe me, people are going to listen. And so Moses decided it would be just as well not to argue, and he went back and told his new family that he was going to have to return to his home. He asked their love and blessing because he had been given this special assignment. And sure enough, it took a long, long time, but Moses did eventually lead his people away from the terrible situation that they were in. So we're going to join hands now, find somebody's hand to hold, and we're going to say a prayer together. Dear God, when we think that we're not big enough or good enough or brave enough or smart enough or strong enough or talkative enough to do the things that need doing to advance your peace and love and justice in the world, please help us to remember to put our trust in you. Help us always to act as you guide us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.